And he said, Amen, I say to you, that no prophet is acceptable in his own country. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Today, we have two readings, which are complementary in a way. In the first reading, we have the miracle of the cure of Naaman, a Syrian, a pagan, as it were, and how Eliseus cured him by telling him to wash in the Jordan. And today we see how Jesus, coming back to Nazareth, is asked to perform some miracle, like he did in Capernaum and so on, and for the people of Nazareth. But Jesus will not perform a miracle, because this is what they want. They want a leader who is going to do great miracles for them, but he will not do a miracle. And he says a prophet is without honor in his own country. Before this today's reading, they had called him the carpenter's son, as if to say, Jesus, you are just a mere carpenter. You didn't do those things. Perform a miracle and we will believe. And this is what the world wants. They want miracles. Perform a miracle and we will believe. And if you perform a miracle, they'll say, oh no, that miracle wasn't big enough. Perform a bigger miracle. And maybe that miracle won't be big enough. And they'll say, we want a bigger, bigger miracle. And so on. And this is what Jesus will not do. And he tells them that in the days, former days, that there was nobody that was given food and increased in food during the famine, but a widow woman of Sarepta in Sidon, a pagan. And he said, and no one was cured but Naaman the prophet, as if to say to them that these pagans were more worthy than you are. They were good people, and therefore the Lord allowed the prophets to perform miracles. But you, who want a miracle, are unbelieving. You have no faith. We know what St. Paul says, without faith, one cannot please God. We have to have supernatural faith in all that God gives us through the scriptures and, of course, through his church. We must have supernatural faith. We may not understand everything, as St. Anselm says, faith seeking understanding, but we need faith. And this is what's wrong with our world. Many people today don't believe. They may not believe in the Eucharist. They may not believe in the forgiveness of sins. They may not believe in Our Lady as the Immaculate Conception. And they don't believe in the moral teachings of the church on abortion and contraception. They have lost their faith. Without faith, it's impossible to believe. And they're like the Jews who want bigger miracles. And then maybe they'll believe because it will be reasonable. But it won't be faith. We must accept everything that God has given us through his church and what we have in the scriptures. And when Jesus says, I am the living bread that has come down from heaven. If anyone eat this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread I give is my flesh for the life of the world. We have to believe in the Eucharist because Jesus tells us, this is my body, this is my blood. So many people didn't in those days. And many of his disciples on that, when Jesus was telling them about the Eucharist, walked away and said, this is a hard saying. And many today are walking away. They do not believe. They have no faith. And with St. Paul, we say, without faith, it is impossible to please God. They will lose their souls. They do not believe. We're in a great time of great apostasy, a lack of faith. Jesus said, when the Son of Man comes, do you think he will find faith on the earth? And this is why we have to pray for these many, many people who were Catholics and have lost their faith. And many Catholics who went to other faiths and so forth, and they don't believe that one true holy Catholic Church. They have lost their faith. This is why Our Lady said at Fatima to pray and sacrifice for many souls will go to hell because no one prays and sacrifices for them. So let us pray our rosary, especially during this holy season of Lent, that many, many souls will go to heaven because of our prayers. And we're in, as you know, a great crisis in our world, a lack of belief. So let us believe everything that the Church teaches. We may not understand everything, as St. Anselm says, faith seeking understanding. But we believe first, and this is very pleasing to God. So let us thank the Lord for the gift of faith and ask it for an increase of faith so that we will always believe and never doubt anything that God teaches, because he cannot deceive, nor will he be deceived. May the Lord bless you.